Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. This is Joe Kelly.
Joe, how's it going?
All right, sir. How about yourself?
You know, I made it through Monday, and here we are, so I guess I'm doing all right.
I hear you, brother, man. It's a crazy week for me, too. We're actually fixing to call it a short week, and we're heading out to actually your neck of the woods. We're flying out to San Diego, going down to Tijuana at the end of this week.
Oh, really? Have you ever been to Tijuana?
Never been.
It's interesting. I haven't been there in a long time myself, but it serves its purpose.
A buddy of mine, a good friend of mine, has got a house down there, and my mom actually lives out in Camarillo. And so she's going to head down to San Diego and meet us for a few days, and then we're going to go down to Tijuana for a few days and just kind of get the fuck out of Dodge, you know what I mean?
There you go. If you know what's coming down there, you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to hire the best people we know anyway.
There you go.
What's going on, buddy? What can we do on this forklift?
So, we touched base and actually had my son in town and took a few days off, and I'm just playing catch-up. But I talked to Sam, and he mentioned you want to go corp only, which is something we can look into for you. I've been doing this for a while. I've only done a few corp only in my past, and usually they're for pretty large transactions, so I need to get a list of what they'll actually require. But from my experience, what they look at on a larger transaction, at least, is they want to look at 2 years of personal and business tax returns, 6 months of bank statements, profit, loss, and interims, and then just a quote, and I can get a quote from Sam for, I guess, I don't know if that forklift that you're initially looking at was still available or not, but I think he has something comparable. He said that probably worked.
Yeah, I think we were going to be somewhere in that $10,000 to $12,000 range, somewhere right in there, I think.
Okay, I'm sure he has. They got a lot going on there, so.
Right.
But as far as that goes, I could shoot an email over to you with everything I need for an approval, and I know it's a lot of homework, but if we're going to go corp only, that's kind of what they look at. They look at a fair amount of stuff, so.
Okay. Well, that would be great if you could send that over. That'd be phenomenal. One of the things, I don't know if it helps out at all, we had actually taken out a hard loan on some property, and we had we paid that thing back, which was like $130,000. And I've got a letter from the gentleman that we got the loan from, and that's one of those things that doesn't really show up on our credit report or anything, but
right.
Is there. Does that help at all?
I don't really think it'll matter, to be honest with you. I mean, as far as any sort of equipment financing, they're just going to want to look at the financials. They'll look at the business credit, and if we're going to keep it off the personal credit, it's not a problem, but they'll just want to make sure that you can, it's kind of silly, but they just want to make sure you can pay the loan by looking at the financials.
Sure.
But
okay.
Obviously, for that small amount, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a problem. My main thing was we just had a brand new shop built. And, just on hand capital is just a little short. So that's why I looked at, you know, possibly doing a lease option on this, you know, on this piece of equipment type situation. Normally I'd just pay cash for it and be done. But because everything is with the move and everything else, everything's tight. So that's why I looked at this option. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, my credit, personal credit, it was screwed up from when I was younger, and I just haven't. I always end up paying cash, so it doesn't do my credit any good at all. But, you know, that's why I'm looking at this option on doing it like this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we do. I mean, a little bit more detailed as far as the paperwork goes, but you know, we can. I can't guarantee it, but I'll look into it for you and definitely give you a, you know, get honest yes or no as soon as I can. But,
okay. Well, if you'll just email me the information you need, I'll try to get on it before we take off, and that way you got a little bit of time to mess with it while we're on vacation.
Sure, sounds good. I will get an email to you right now. Joe, what's a good email address for you?
Okay, it's the letter J, like Joe, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, the number 4040 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Alrighty. I think what I'm going to do, and hopefully I can get an answer back faster, sooner than later, being that it's only a small transaction. I'm just going to ask. I'm going to send you an application to fill out. Ask for 3 months of bank statements, and I'll get a quote from Sam for something comparable. It doesn't have to be the exact one. You know, you don't have to go pick one out at this point. We can always change that later on the road. But you know, something in the ballpark of what you're looking for, and then just see what they come back as far as what they want to look at further.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for calling me back, and I will get this to you right now.
All right, sounds good. As soon as I get back to the office this afternoon, I'll get it filled up and sent back over to you.
Sounds good, my man. Thanks, Joe.
All right, appreciate it.
You too.